Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Anybody there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Does the music play? I got bumped off. For some reason, how rude. Hey, did they play the intro music or anything?
Yes. We're actually in the show now.
Oh, my God, people. That better not have been Eric, or I swear to God, I'm going to put him over my knee, spank him good. Okay, sorry about that, guys. Yeah. I just got bumped off, so here I am, and welcome again. Unfortunately, Veronica does not have a voice. She's suffering from a cold, so everybody sends her healing energy, love, and light. But no fears, because we have Robert here to answer all of your questions through Eric. Hi, Robert, and thank you so much for joining us on the show. Eric, I love you. Thank you for coming on again, as if you had a choice.
He's laughing. He said, "Yeah, I love you, Mom."
And I want to give a shout. Oh, yeah. Well, he is usually everywhere else. So, a live paranormal shout out. Thank you, Live Paranormal, for allowing us to do this. And hey, you just want to give right to callers? Can you hear me?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Yeah. Uh huh.
No. You know, my headphones are just not working, so I'm not going to use them. Anyway, so let's get to callers then. What is going on? Mercury's in retrograde, so it could be that. I don't know. It's usually okay to blame it on the dog, but I can't this time. So, okay, let me see who we have here. Let's see. Who was it that – okay, let's take somebody from the – What does it say? 433 area code. There we go. Hi there. How are you doing? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good.
I'm good.
Good.
So what have you got to ask Eric?
My name is Aria, and I was wondering if Eric could tell me what is my life purpose and if there are, like, lessons I'm meant to learn.
Great one.
Eric says, that question. Everyone loves to know the answer to that question. But he says the issue is everyone's life purpose, they're meant to define that in themselves. He said, there was a caller last week, and he said the same thing, which he's getting ready to say now, which is that you need to focus on what it is in life that you're good at, what it is in life that you're drawn to that brings you satisfaction. That is going to help you to figure out what your life purpose is. He's pulling up some stuff. Let me see if he can give me some information on. He showed you sitting down and writing, creative writing, journaling.
What specifically? Writing for pay or journaling to understand her dreams or her et cetera, et cetera?
No. He's just showing me, and I was asking him, you know, what in the world, what is he referring to? He said she needs to write down her pain.
Wow.
I'm sorry. He's speaking to me some more. I'm trying to make out what he's saying. Eric said she needs to write down her pain because it's going to help her to figure out what the hell she's supposed to do.
Okay. So maybe her mission is to heal her pain by journaling it and reflecting so that she can again, figure out her spiritual purpose. Well, that's interesting. So any other advice for her?
He brought something up about how it connects in some way to children, he said.
In what way?
When she focuses
on her spiritual purpose connects to children?
Right.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Right. I'm trying to pull the information. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
He says, by connecting with that, with the pain within, with, you know, writing down what she needs to, you know, write down, focus on working on that. Somehow it ties in with children.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I hope that helped you. And, you know, if you take some time to reflect, it'll probably become much more clear to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Now, I am going to put on my earphones again and see if they work. Can you hear me, Robert?
Yeah, and I have to apologize because some of it, there was like a bad echo. So I was like trying to weed through what the noise was, and then I was hearing all this feedback.
Oh.
So it was hard for me to figure out, to listen to Eric and then to hear that. I guess this Mercury retrograde is throwing gremlins into the system.
You know, it's Mercury retrograde, I swear to God. All right, let's talk to somebody from the floor.
It's messing us up, cramping our style.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi there, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. I recognize this number. Is this our Steve T?
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hey, Robert, Alyssa. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Steve.
It is Steve T. This is. Hey, Robert. Hey, Alyssa. Hey, Eric.
How are you?
You know me.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
How are you?
Right. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Well,
so what
have
you got
for
Eric?
Well, I got one big question. I just accepted a job. I've switched careers this year. It's been a rough year of trying to do this job change thing. I'm a little nervous about the job because it's a lot less money than I'm used to, and I don't know a lot about the company, but I start in January, and I just wanted to know if Eric thinks I'm on the right track with this career, the company. Is this temporary? Is this a stepping stone? Whatever Eric wants to tell me.
He said, dude, it's right for right now. He said, you're gonna get, he said, you know what the hell I'm talking about. He said, so, you know, you're going to have a good time with it. You're going to have a good time with it, you know. He says, but the key is it's all going to come from within yourself. He says, it's a fucking cliche, I know it. But, you know, you got to realize that, you know, you have to, you know, our perspective on life and all of that stuff, he says, you know, it's coming from within ourselves, and that's what helps us to enjoy the things that we're doing, he says. And he says, of course, there ain't nothing wrong with that, right? Because he says, you know, sometimes we feel unsettled because we have to, we like to keep moving. We're very kinetic. We like to experience new things over and over and over again, right? But he says when we go into a situation, a job or a relationship or anything like that, and it starts out fine and we have this feeling of like euphoria around it, right? Well, eventually that wears off, and then we start looking for reasons to get the hell out. And he says that's not quite so helpful.
So he thinks I need to embrace it with a positive attitude? Is that what he's saying?
Embrace it with a positive attitude, he says, and enjoy it. Enjoy
it. What's he going to get out of it? What's he going
to get out of it? Focus on the aspects of it that you are enjoying. The aspects that you're not enjoying, he says, look for ways to, if it's possible, because in some situations it is possible, to modify those things, right? He says, now, of course, the culture itself, that's one story, right? Can't necessarily change that. He says, but the culture of this place that you're going to, it's better than where you've been.
Good.
Okay, so what are you going to get out of this? Why the stepping stone?
Good question.
Hi, Paul.
Is this going to lead to a better, you know, a different role down the road? Is this like, because to me it seems like I am getting my experience with this. I'm kind of earning my dues or whatever. What do you want?
Yeah, that's what
I can't even talk tonight.
Paying my dues with this. Why is this a stepping stone? What is he going to get out of it
right, such
that he can make a good stepping stone to what he really ultimately wants to do?
I'm sorry. Eric just said, dude, money.
It's true. I got to live.
He said, dude, it's fucking money. No. I'm sorry. He knew I needed to laugh.
Why does he have to do this to get to the job that he ultimately wants?
Eric said, every job that you have could potentially be the job of your dreams, right? It could be, right, if you wanted to stay in that place, but you're not ready to, you don't want to settle. He says, and ultimately you want to be autonomous. He says, you know you fucking do. You want to be autonomous. You want to be able to call the shots. And he says, each one of these jobs is teaching you how to do that.
Ah.
So eventually,
So eventually
I will work for myself and be a consultant. And this is just the experience I need to get there, right?
Yeah, because he says, you may sometimes project some confidence. Sometimes, he said. I'm sorry, he made that joke. But he says it's true too. But he says you don't believe it. I though, right? And he says you're working on believing.
Yep.
Okay.
And believing
in
yourself.
He's right. I get it.
Yeah.
So I gotta learn confidence in this role, not just the skills. So.
Right. Because he says this is less about the job, it's more about how you feel about yourself.
Mm. Okay.
That's what it's about.
Well, I hope I help, Steve.
And you know, so anyway.
Sounds like you need to talk to Eric more, maybe to Robert. So, but anyway, thanks for calling in, Beth.
Thank you. Good talking to you
guys.
Steve. Great show.
Good talking to you again.
Merry Christmas.
Right. The same to you.
Hey.
I wanted
this
to
guy,
again to apologize.
This guy has been with the blog for, in fact, he's the one that turned us on to Jamie Butler. So I think that's kind of cool. All right, let's take another one from, if you're ready, guys. Take somebody from.
I wanted to apologize to the first caller again because of the technical mishaps and secondly, because sometimes I'm like a slow train coming out of the station, so sometimes the first call will be a little slow for me to build up to the messages and everything, so I apologize.
You're doing fine. All right, let's take somebody from the 218 area code. Hi there, 218. What's your first name?
Hi. Oh, my goodness. My name is Jessica. I was not expecting to get through. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Elise, I just wanted to say hi, and I wanted to let you know I aspire to be such the mom that you are. Oh, I just love you. I have your book.
Oh, well, you have
awesome. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, oh.
You have not talked to my kids yet, obviously. They know all my questions.
Oh, with raising kids, I was like, you're speaking to me, girl. I love it. I aspire to be adventurous, fun, and so much love. There's so much love, and I really, really love that about you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you
for being an inspiration.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My question is, I just feel like I need a message for my higher self. Or from Eric. God love him. I've been talking to him for the past couple of years when there was a book. I was in the library, and I swear the book was just falling off the shelf. I was like, what in the world? And
it had such
a big impact on me. Yeah, it was, I was like, I didn't even know who Eric was. I had no idea. And yeah, it was just like the book just like, boop, you know, fell off the library shelf for me. So
that's one of the biggest ways he nudges people. He'll just throw things off the shelf and have them land at your feet.
Yeah. It was amazing. Then it's like, oh, it's been a great adventure. It's, you know, reading about so many of the blogs, so many of the different things. It's just, it's amazing. So thank you. Thank you. But I just wanted to see if there was a message for me, for my higher self or from Eric, something that I need to hear, whether it's good, bad, you know, ugly, whatever.
What's up with Jessica, Eric?
Well, first off, I was going to say real quick that he does like throwing things off the shelf because he's done that with me before. Not with books, but with his candy, Twizzlers.
And it's not like
it falls off. It's like it just flies off, like somebody smacked it off.
Yeah.
It's quite wild.
Got my attention.
Okay. For you, Eric is saying, talking about relationships and centering around relationships. He said don't ever give up on saying what it is that you need. Because your needs are just as important as the other person. Sometimes obligations that we have with family and with the job and all of that kind of stuff can make us take a back seat. You got to find some time for yourself, though, even if it's just a simple issue of just like, you know, getting up and walking away and going and doing something nice for yourself, going to get coffee or a cupcake. He said, oh, dude, have some cupcakes.
I'm gonna get some tomorrow for your sister for medical school burnout dinner. So you must be reading my mind.
Yes, that does definitely hit the spot. Yes, I think our family's had such a big transition in the past, like year and a half, and it's huge. It's been a huge, like, people look at us and they're like, "You did what?" And what? You know, it was a very big, big change. And people question that. And before, I would have been so insecure to, you know, I always felt like, are we doing the right thing? And I feel confident about that. But the one thing that I've realized lately is I'm like, I know that there are times that I do have moments to myself, but I just feel like I need, like, more time.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking that. So that hits. Right on.
And by the way, he says you have good taste in shoes. He says you have good taste in shoes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thanks.
Mel DeMarco.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that's the chicken coop shoes or, you know, or the go-out shoes. But.
He said, but they fucking feel great, right? Because he showed himself.
Right,
like he had his foot, like, out. Like, he was, like, holding the foot out, like, modeling the shoes. And, like, you know, they just look okay, but he's like...
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Set your emotional boundaries. Protect your time. You know, protect your emotional resources.
Yeah.
You are worth it. And you know what? We have to take care of ourselves first, or we are not going to be any good for anybody else. So, awesome. All right,
yeah,
Jessica.
Thank you.
And meditation. And just threw that in real quick.
I seriously have been dreaming about that stuff, like dreaming about going back to yoga, the meditative state. And I keep fighting it, but, but
so
thank you so much.
He said you're welcome. He said you can ease back into it, finding some, there's like some meditation, like on iTunes or things like that. You can find things for meditation that you can put on, like right when you're doing, like, you know, if you're in the kitchen or any time where you're just able to listen to some music, just put that on. It'll help you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bless you both. Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Now, that was a sweet interview right there. I'm just here to tell you.
Very.
Very. All right. Let's take somebody from the 626 area code. Who we got here? 626 area code. Come on. Why do I have to click this button twice? They're really making me work hard for this job. Anyway, hi there. From the 626 area code. What's up? Oh. Oh, my God. 626 dropped. They don't love me. It's okay. I love them. So
it's
let's
Mercury.
Go.
It's Mercury.
I guess. It really, a lot of stuff has been acting up. So maybe that person will come down, but come back. But anyway, we have somebody from the 720 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm here. Can you hear
You're
me?
You're here. You're here, right?
I'm here.
Good. The last person
hear
we called dropped. So.
I didn't hear the bell ring. So I was like, what kind of sound 2-0?
Well, what you got for a boy?
I'm wondering when I am going to relocate and where.
What's your
when
first
I'm
name?
When I'm going to get the hell out of Dodge, Suzanne.
What's your first name?
Suzanne.
All right, Suzanne. Where do you live now?
Idaho.
Okay. You're not the hoe. Idaho. No, you the hoe. No, Idaho.
Okay.
I knew you were
going to
do that.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You know where Eric gets his irreverence from. Sorry about that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
Eric,
I mean,
take it away.
He was making jokes like that, too. He's like, I don't know. I don't know. Who the hell? I don't know. Oh, goodness. Eric said, with regards to when to move, he said you need to wait about a year.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
That's
there was like
horrible.
A lot of noise all of a sudden.
Maybe,
maybe
it's next year.
Yeah, maybe next
yeah,
year.
He said you need to, right. He said you need to wait
and
about a
to?
Year. Yeah.
Where to?
He said someplace fucking warm. he made a joke. He said tell her to move to Minnesota.
No.
No, I've already been there, done that.
I know. He says that's why I told you to move back.
Texas is low cost, lots of jobs here. Austin and the Hill Country is really cool. No state income tax. I'm like, Idaho doesn't either, but anyway.
Oh,
so
I
yeah,
love being Texas.
Yeah, and people are really cool here. They're so sincere, and you know what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where is she
yeah,
going to move to?
Well, first, you know, when you all were talking, right before you mentioned her moving to Texas, he showed her in, like, you know, like a cowboy hat, right? And, like, just kicking back on a, on like, a rocker with her feet up.
Okay,
cool.
I'm in the cattle industry, and that's my career.
Oh.
So
oh
I was hoping
God.
I'd be moving a little bit quicker because I was hoping these guys would move a little bit quicker for these three guys that, I don't know. It seemed to be like a roadblock or a delay.
Yeah, and he
but
said,
I was.
Yeah, he said. What he was saying that it's, you know he said the whole year thing is because people got their heads up there, right? Which you're
okay. So
you've
what does she need to
familiar
move
with.
Along? The right, what does she need to do to
yeah,
move this along?
I need to make some money and you know so
yeah.
I need to get moving
sure,
on.
Yeah. Right. What does she need to do to get things moving
well,
in the right direction?
Well, first off, he was talking. When she was talking about where, he was showing me over in the area of like Utah. It's the place where he was bringing up. I'm not sure how the cattle industry is there, but he's bringing up that area, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be Utah, but some place with that kind of topography.
So these Kansas guys aren't going to work out. So these Kansas guys' speed yards aren't going to work out.
He's telling me that they have some kind of connection to Utah.
Okay.
Maybe they're not telling
me
everything.
Yeah, so he said, okay, so it could be that I'm picking up on the connection to Utah. through those people. And did you have another question? Were you asking something about how to get these people to get moving or something?
Yeah, because there was like a roadblock in there. Like, they weren't quite ready to do it, but I'm so far advanced of what they've got going on that I was hoping that I could get him moving a little bit faster.
Yeah, well, because he brought up something about there's an issue with money.
Mm-hmm. On their end?
A loan. There's a loan or something that's being held up?
Well, it's more like partnership. So, like, partnership putting money into the company to move it forward.
Yeah,
okay.
there's something, that's where the issue is. It's not anything he says she can do about that.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Part of it is, you know, the people that they're dealing with outside of you, like, people got their heads up their ass. Other people have a priority to get. Oh, yeah. He says, like, just because everybody else has got, you know, their stuff and they need to get moving, these people, they're, like, in their own little world. And when they're ready to get moving, then they'll get damn well get moving. That's
okay.
Kind of their attitude.
I mean,
that's what he's saying.
I'd like to get some money rolling, and this isn't the best place for me to be living. And I'm A-type personality. I'm just like,
I know.
Anyway, why don't you research, cattle ranches in Texas that you can have a partnership
Texas,
with?
Yeah, he still brings up the Utah thing, but that's something you can look into.
We have cattle ranches in Utah, and Texas. I mean, mostly in the West. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and good luck. Keep us posted.
I will. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Got one from the 336 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. What's up?
Hey,
what's your name?
My name is Nick. I'm in North Carolina. I was just wondering, sometimes I wonder if I'm on the right track in life. Some days everything feels good and positive, but then, you have a lot of those days where you feel like you're stuck in the mud, so to speak, and just kind of spinning your tires, I guess I just wanted to see if you had any insight on whether or not I'm on the right track or not.
Yeah, sometimes we feel stuck in an elevator between floors. I know the feeling. What do you have for him, Eric? what do you have for Nick?
Yeah, and Eric says, Mom, you actually took the words right out of my mouth. He says, that's the thing. There's this place in between. Right, and whenever people are in this place that's in between, they feel that way. Like, well, I'm not real sure. Right, it's very murky, and that kind of thing. Right, but he says it's not a bad thing at all.
They're in between what they're doing now, and in between and a change in the path. Is that what you're talking about?
No, the in between space, he says, Mom, it's about an emotional place, right? It's about, like, coming to decide, whether I'm ready to settle down, like in Nick's case, right? Am I ready to settle down? Well, if I settle down, then what do I want to do outside of that, right, to provide and to be happy in that, right? He says it's coming from that kind of a place. So there's this crossroads, he says. And he says, all you really got to do is just take a deep breath, just kind of relax into it all. Don't worry so much about what you're doing and how you're doing it and whether it's the right thing in this period, right? Just kind of relax and just enjoy the moments where it is settled and quiet, right? And if you spend too much time, he says, on wondering, well, am I making the right decisions or where should I go? Then he says you're going to create this infinite loop of questions, potentially, if you put all your energy in that. And then you'll never go anywhere. You'll just spin your wheels and you'll fall into what we call a rut, he said.
Right, right.
Okay.
So what should he do?
Okay.
What should he do? What should Dick do?
He said, you're talking about like as a job or something?
No, I mean,
Eric
just says
for him.
Yes, his next outlook, his next step, his next anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I mean, he says that I just told him, what to do, Mom. He says it's about, he just needs to, this is about just sitting and just being, right? you're just sitting and, like, contemplating all of the things that you've done in life, where you want to go, all of that kind of stuff. Just relax. That's going to give you all your answers, he said.
What about
the thing about us, he says, we're not here to dictate you should do this job. We're not here to dictate you should go over there and stay in this place.
Right.
You're meant to live your own life. And if we sit here and tell you all of that, then you're not actually taking the reins of your own life and moving forward through your own volition, right? So he says, we as guides are meant to just, you know, kind of give you some perspective.
Yeah.
So that then you can make the decisions on your own.
You know who I bet would be awesome for you, Nick, is the spiritual life coach my son Lucas works with, Jamin Olivencia. He's like a pro wrestler. And Lucas just found out that he's best friends with John Cena, whoever that is. And I said, I don't know who that is. And all my kids freaked out. What? You don't know who John Cena is? Oh, my God. Jamin's going to have to meet up with him so I can be his best pal and stuff. But anyway, Jamin is amazing. And he can give such clarity to life. It's just magical. Check his site out, jaminolivencia.com, because he's super, and he's super cheap.
Eric also says, too, that for you, Nick, something that, you know, can be beneficial while you're in this in-between place is going someplace. He's bringing up, like, Buddhism, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily that you have to pursue that, but it's just something that helps you with centering your mind so that you can get some clarity. You know, and, of course, the life coach thing, you know, that's something that will help you with the action side of it, right? The Buddhism,
like,
will help
what are you
with
talking
the
about? The
silence
the,
and being with yourself.
Listening to the Buddhist, like, singing bowls or the chants or something like that,
no.
Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about just looking into Buddhism in general. There's
okay.
So many ways you can go with that. Mom says, you know, you can go to the temple or you
yeah.
can, you know, read them up on the books.
Okay.
All of that kind of stuff, he says, you know, that can help you while you're in this, you know, introspective phase.
Yeah, but I
okay.
really,
yeah,
you're kind of switching between those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's some great insight. I really appreciate the perspective. Thank you.
But check out, just call Jamin and just talk to him for a little bit and you'll
sure.
know that he is going to be just awesome
yeah.
for you. What he's done for my son is just amazing. Because my son just, oh, boy, after Eric died, he just took a real nosedive. And he has turned that boy around. It's amazing, the perspective and the clarity he gives people.
Yeah, and he can help with the action side of it, the actions you need to take and things like that. You know, so that's what Eric says.
Exactly. Okay, Nick, I want you to keep in touch with us and let us know how things are working out, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Sure, sweetie. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That's cool. That's my son-in-law's name, too,
yeah.
Nick. Yay! Bye. All right, we've got somebody from the 330 error code. I didn't already talk to you, did I? Already
no,
talking to
didn't.
You? Oh,
no.
Okay, good. It just looks so familiar, this number. Hi there, what's your first name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. This is Elisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey,
my
girl.
Son, I think you might recognize me. My son, Eric Thomas, had committed suicide on October 6th.
Yeah.
And you have been helping me a lot.
I remember, yeah. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yep. Same day, different
yeah.
year. So how are
yeah.
you doing?
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
You
still
know?
So fresh. Yeah.
I know.
That's
but,
the,
you know,
that's the same day
with
for
you
me.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what you guys are doing is brought me light. It's gave me a little bit of light here, you know,
yeah.
and I'm really hoping that your Eric is helping my Eric,
and my birthday, you never know.
Yeah.
So, do you want a message from your Eric?
Yes.
Awesome. Let's pull. Is it E R I C, right? If I remember
yeah.
correctly.
E-R-
yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. Can you bring up Eric Thomas?
Let's see if he'll come up. Let's see if he's here.
Eric, my Eric, go get him. Fetch, boy.
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, cool.
He's walking forward with his head down. He's walking forward with his head down. Now, sometimes when they do that, it's because they're trying to show validation, like that's meant to be, or sometimes that's meant to be a metaphor for, you know, just how they felt in life, which would make sense with, you know, the situation. But also it could be, you know, that that was like his body language, you know, like he would walk with his head down, right?
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other, you know, always like, it's kind of like, I wish I could show, I wish you had video so you could see. He's having me just kind of pace. Just walk, right?
Yeah.
So he had a special way of walking.
And kind of, yeah, and just like shrugging his shoulders and, you know, like that. He's not going into the way that he committed suicide. Okay. He said, you know, I don't have some profound message, right, other than that I'm sorry.
I know.
Because I couldn't see. He says, I couldn't see. I just couldn't see.
I couldn't see? That's what his message is, right?
He's repeating that. He's saying, I just couldn't see.
Oh.
But now I can see.
And Eric Thomas, what can you see now?
This is meant to be a metaphor. You know, when someone is alive, you know, he's saying, I couldn't see. You know, sometimes they just couldn't see their own value. Right? They couldn't see what their worth was. You know, there was other noise that gets in the way that we can drown that out. I can see me now. I understand myself now.
So is that the case? Is this metaphor in Eric's case? Is it that he can now see his worth? Or is it now, or is it I can see now what harm my actions did to my family? Or what is it in his case that I can see now?
He's referring to himself.
Ah,
right.
Okay,
because he's referring first to himself, because he says, I could not, if you can't see within yourself, then you can't see within others, right?
Yeah.
And how
right.
you would make them feel and all of that kind of stuff.
Do you want a special message for you, Lisa, or for a sibling, or? Anything?
For myself, I
he just showed you sitting in a chair, right? And there's like a warm blanket that's wrapped around you.
Yes.
Right? This is.
Oh God!
Yeah,
I'm
he says I'm with you.
On.
I'm sorry.
I put a heated blanket on me tonight. He's with me.
Yeah.
He's with
you
then.
He was telling me that to let you know. Right, that he's with you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
So you know he's with you. Eric Thomas, are you communicating to her in specific ways? Like, you know, every spirit has their own way of communicating.
He's just letting her know just now, you know, with the blanket and everything. That he's there with her. That's him giving her that validation. I was asking if there's some other
him.
Way.
Lisa, you've never lost him. You've
okay,
lost
wait,
his
wait,
body.
Wait. Blue sky. He's singing a song. Blue sky, lifting the blue skies. Come
oh,
on.
Oh, my God. Please keep your day job, Robert. I'm kidding.
Oh, hush. he said that's his song. Like, you know, that's his motto now, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So check the lyrics of that song out. Maybe there's something there. But maybe Eric can help the other Eric communicate even more loudly to his mom and the rest of the family. Can you do that, my Eric?
Eric met us. He said he's wanting to try. Well, when he's ready, he's wanting to help him with like moving objects. Like he showed a coffee mug sitting on a side table, and like it just kind of just moving just a little bit, right, or tilting over.
His workout.
So he said he'd try with that. No guarantees of that because everybody has. This is difficult to say, but right now he gave you that message about the blanket, just to give you some comfort and peace, to let you know he's at peace, right? Well, there's going to be a little bit of time where, you're going to feel him near. He says he's visited you in dreams. He says, there's going to be a period of time where, I'm going to have to pull away a little bit because you have to process this. This is so difficult, but you have to process it and come to a resolution of that part of him being missing, the physical side.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to that place, it's very tough, And once you get to that place where, it's not as raw as it is now, you're going to feel him in a different way. Like that blanket that you wrapped around you, that warm blanket,
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Let's keep in touch, girl. And my Eric will keep, that's one of the things he does is help other spirits learn how to communicate in a way that, it's their strength because they all have different strengths. Some are very good at electronics, some move into physical objects, et cetera. So, but anyway, got your back, girl. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a Merry Christmas. Thank you. I love you.
You too.
Love you too, baby.
Love you. Bye-bye.
She's so sweet. Yeah, we've been talking back and forth. Oh, gosh, I remember those rough times. Mm, man. Okay, we have
I don't have children, but...
What, baby? What, Robert?
We can move forward. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, 865 area code. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Beth.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hope you guys are doing okay. I wanted to ask Eric. I've got something is in my face. I thought I got fiberglass in it, but now I'm not sure. And I'm wondering if Eric could share some insight on that, I guess.
What's it got, Dr. Eric?
He said, hold a second. Let me go get somebody to go look at this.
Oh, good. Okay.
They're showing me this little visual.
Dead jumper to the rescue.
I wish I could project out, what he's showing me, because he's making it just into a whole little show where he's got like a little thing around his head, a little band around his head, and then that little, the old timey thing, Lisa, where it's like the little silver
little
thing
reflector
on the front, like reflecting.
Yeah, the round reflector thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they call those. He said it's an allergic reaction.
So it's not fiberglass?
You thought it.
Or is it an allergic reaction
to
fiberglass?
No.
To be honest, I've got.
But he said nope.
It's not Morgellons or anything, right? That's my fear.
I knew you were thinking about that.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's crazy. There's fiber material coming out of my face, and I don't know really what to do about it.
He says it's not.
Good.
Okay.
What can
I'm just
you
asking
do?
Again.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some kind of plant. I wish I knew the name of the plant because there's some kind of a little plant. It's green. It's got little hairs on it. And sometimes when you come in contact with it, like even if it's just on your clothes, it can make this pretty feeling on your face and you can have a reaction to that, and Eric says that's what this is going on. I don't know where you live or if you've encountered any plants like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, how long has this been with you? A couple of weeks?
Since June.
Oh! Dang.
Yeah.
Have you been
it's bad. I've been, yeah, and they told me to go to a psychiatrist.
Oh, God. When they don't know, their egos are so big, they assume we're crazy. I know.
They wouldn't even do a blood test or anything. I was just like, do something.
Did you do a skin biopsy or anything?
No. They didn't do anything. They told me there's nothing. No, I didn't. I just went to.
Go to a dermatologist.
Yeah,
what do you think, Eric? What should she do?
Yeah. Okay. He said witch hazel, liquid witch hazel. It's a very mild cleanser, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said your skin is a little sensitive anyway, you know, partially because of this, you know, this skin issue that you've already got. But he said take some witch hazel and dilute it a bit. It's already very mild anyway. So just take a little bit of it and just dilute it in some water and just dab it on your face. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He says it will help.
What about putting duct tape on the area after you clean it with alcohol or whatever? Ripping the duct tape off. The wax,
Eric
makes? What about that? You know what I'm talking about? You heat it up in the microwave and you spread it on the area?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric said all of that is just going to irritate it even more.
Okay, so what do I
Eric said, no, you're right. But she's tried, she mentioned she tried some of those things.
Yeah.
He said her skin is so sensitive that, you know. Yeah, and he said her skin is sensitive, and, you know, so this is about helping it to calm down.
Okay.
So he said the witch hazel will help to cool that down. He said the other thing is, because it's been such a bother to you for a little while, he said, you know, we can put a lot of energy into it, right? And we're thinking about it all the time. And then, of course, those thoughts then can start to create, we can start to feed the sensations that we feel in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives it power, you know. So he said, start trying to focus on pulling your energy away from it or changing your perspective on it. So he said, so when you're using the witch hazel, instead of thinking about, oh, my God, I just want this to be gone, think about the witch hazel as this is going to make it feel so much better. It's so soothing. This is just part of the healing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Right?
And he
said, what? And he said it'll help.
What is coming out of her skin?
It'll help with. I'm sorry?
What is it that is coming out of her skin right now? I mean, it's like the little hairs on some sort of plant that she might be having an allergic reaction to. But what is
right.
coming out of
it? It's blue and red fibers. And then these little hard chunks of like glass type things are coming out of it.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Have you ever taken
an
allergic? I'm sorry?
Have a what?
Have you ever taken pictures of it to take to the doctor?
I took them a chunk of it that I pulled out of my face, and they wouldn't even look at it.
After I went to
the second doctor, I just kind of came home, and I didn't say much about it, and I'm not thinking about it a whole lot. I've just kind of accepting it and trying not to think about it, not dwell on it, because I know I can create my own, you know, stuff.
Right.
But I was just curious, because it is like all the research I've done on Morgellons. I've done research on every kind of parasite, though, since this has been going on. But it's...
So maybe take a picture of it as it's coming out of your skin before you take it out. That might be good.
Right.
Yeah, and
leave it.
And you could potentially also...
As it's coming out of your skin.
have an appointment. You know, we could set up an appointment.
Are you totally positive it's not Morgellons, Eric?
I'm not hearing that at all. Eric says no. I mean, when we asked it earlier, he said nope. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Well, yeah, take a picture while it's coming out and go to the derm doc as it's coming out instead of taking it in your hand because it's crazy. You got it from the garbage bin or whatever.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
Exactly. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
And let us know.
I appreciate you. I will.
Appreciate you.
I will. Thank you. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Got somebody from the 910. How's it going?
Hello. This is Belinda from North Carolina.
How's it going, Belinda?
Belinda.
It's doing good. It's nice. Thank you, and it's nice to meet you, Robert.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My family is from Georgia, and
there we go.
And you sound a little bit. You sound a little bit like some of my family back in Georgia.
Oh, we're all family.
There we go. What you got for Eric?
Eric's just like running up to you and just like hugging you. He's like, "Ooh, I just love to hug her. She just gets the best hugs."
I like peeking at Eric.
Yes, he said, "I love it." He's like, "These nice big hugs, just nice big old hugs."
Awesome.
Aww.
He was an awesome hugger too. What you got for Eric, Belinda?
Anything from my higher self. A message from my higher self.
Okay.
Jamaica. Okay. Eric was like echoing. He was talking about like baking up some pies, like make himself some pecan pies.
It's easier to get it from the store.
Says, make it yourself. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so they're saying, are you walking enough? Are you getting up and moving around? Are you getting enough exercise? Like,
I'm trying to, but with the back it hurts sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Because I saw that your feet were, like, your legs were, like there was, I don't know if it already is, but it seems like there's some swelling, right?
Connected to a lot of back issues? Yes.
Yeah.
I have cankles, not ankles.
You have what?
Cankles, not ankles.
Oh.
Swelled up ankles.
Yeah. He said just a little bit of, not, your Eric and your higher self are saying, you know, some walking, just a little bit, you know, not too much, because too much can be just as bad as not getting any. It will help you, right? There's someone that comes over and helps you. You have someone that's with you now, that lives with you. Or are you completely on your own?
No, my husband for the moment. Here on the weekends.
Because some of this walking, you know, it's fine for you to do it on your own some, but you know, when someone is there, because he showed a woman that like lived nearby or something.
My sister-in-law lives next door.
Yeah. Okay. With her, her help, you know, just helping you to walk a little bit. And
that's why I keep the phone on me just in case if I fall, I had the phone.
Good idea.
Yeah. So he said that'll help, and it'll be good for you, you know, to have somebody there, you know, you can talk to. It could raise some hell with what Eric said. And you know, just get the spirit.
Awesome. So, okay, well, Belinda, I hope that helps. We're about to run into the show. I better hang on up. I want to tell everybody Have a Merry Christmas, although I will talk to you guys before then. And I love you all. Robert, we hope, will eventually start taking clients. But right now, he is not going to do that. But we keep encouraging him to because it's awesome.
Yeah, when I'm ready, I will.
Of course. Thank you, Robert. And thank you all. Have a great rest of the week. Bye, Eric. I love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.